Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the primary Tuesday happy hour. Dom's here, Fancy Brian's here, Evan's here, screening your calls, sort of, lightly, at 844-967-2789. But if you're waiting in the queue, be patient, because Dom's going to update us on the breaking news.
All right, here we go. Again, abc13.com, 14 students killed, one teacher dead in elementary school shooting, the Texas governor said. The suspect, identified as 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, a student at the high school. We have some new quotes here from Abbott, the governor of Texas. When parents drop their kids off at school, they have every expectation to know that they're going to be able to pick their child up when that school day ends. And there are families who are in mourning right now. The state of Texas is in mourning with them for the reality that these parents are not going to be able to pick up their children. ABC 13 reports that two responding police officers were also among those injured. Abbott says they are expected to survive, he said. So, obviously, here we go again. Another mass shooting, another shooting in an elementary school. Welcome to America. But the reaction immediately, right? What do we do? What's the solution? Apparently, the president will address this as he returns from Asia tonight. But the Washington Post is also reporting that in an interview with conservative channel Newsmax, the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, suggested that the solution to school shootings is arming the teachers. So thoughts and prayers, arm the teachers, and let's, you know, move on to the next mass shooting.
Well, Dominic, if you're trying to put this tragedy behind you, and you happen to be in Texas this weekend, may I suggest, go see the former president speaking to the NRA's annual meeting.
Oh, that's a great idea. Good timing.
See and hear from Trump this Friday, May 27th, 2 p.m. in Houston, Texas. So he is the guest of honor, the sixth time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times that Donald Trump has spoken to the NRA. And why would he not come and address them? I mean, back in 2016, if you believe the FEC complaint, well, he was the beneficiary of, what, $36 million of Russian money funneled through the NRA. I wonder if former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Scotty Wanker. He was also a big grandiose recipient. $4.5 million. Got an A-plus rating from the NRA. Because before they proposed, you know, let's arm the teachers in Texas, well, they were proposing that here in the state of Wisconsin.
It's really an honor to work with the NRA, not only in my state, but across the country.
Let's not forget, it's not just Trump. A little bit more. The group says, the NRA is the group referenced, the exhibit hall will showcase over 14 acres of the latest guns and gears from the most popular companies in the industry. The killing industry, the maiming industry, the gun manufacturing industry. And I mean, how else would you celebrate the fallen? You know, the veterans, the Memorial Day is to celebrate those that have died in war zones. You know, like elementary schools in Texas. A little bit more from the NRA. They're very excited. Big event this weekend. Trump's coming.
In Texas.
To Houston this Friday. Mass shooting in Texas today, Tuesday. So it'll be like 3 days. lots of quiet reflection, thoughts, and prayers, and let's have a shoot 'em up.
Well, I mean, I can understand why would they continue want to do this, because, you know, when people get scared, you got to go out and buy a gun, right? I mean, if you're scared, buy a gun. If you're really scared, buy two.
Dominic, from entertainment to special events, it's all happening in Houston over Memorial Day weekend. Make plans now to join fellow Second Amendment patriots for a freedom-filled weekend for the entire family as we celebrate freedom, firearms, and the Second Amendment. That the newest from the NRA and their chairman and CEO, Wayne LaPierre.
I mean, the guy's like pilfering money off. I mean, the guy's buying suits. How is this organization, number one, still around? And number two, how could anybody in that organization want a guy like LaPierre, who's been taking money out of that joint for his own purposes?
Well, Letitia James is actually fighting their bankruptcy filing, the filing of the NRA. They were formerly organized in the state of New York, and then the attorney general of the state of New York went after them, right? Like, she went after the Trump org, went after them civilly, and is going after their bankruptcy filing because they effectively went to Texas, not out of insolvency, but to shield their actions through the bankruptcy. You know, because they wanted to reorganize in a, you know, a gun-friendlier state, Dom.
The NRA does care.
Yeah, it cares a lot that you show up at their big event this weekend in Houston. 14 acres of guns and mayhem.
Sunday.
And Trump on Friday. Yeah. Ooh. Musical guests, Lee Greenwood and Don McLean. Proud to be an American and... Bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
NBCNews.com. Wayne LaPierre used the NRA as a personal piggy bank. New York Attorney General says trips to the Bahamas, private jets, and luxury hotel suites. Some of the ways the CEO and other executives are alleged to have used the nonprofit's money. I mean, what good is nonprofit money if you don't spend the nonprofit money?
Well, if you can't do a little self-dealing at the benefit of yourself from the nonprofit, well, what kind of friend of Donald Trump's would you be? 844-967-2789. Going to the phones. Appreciate your patience. Mary Wauwatosa. Welcome, Mary. What do you got for us?
Hi, Mary.
I'd just like to, share potential shared responsibility for these atrocities in our society. I read a book by about the story of Florence Nightingale, and one of the quotes from the book said, despite her anger, she refrained from blaming even the worst offenders, insisting that the system which placed them where they were is the point to be considered. Seems that she had, the idea that part of the blame belongs in our society.
Well, of course, part of the blame does belong to our society, Barry, but, you know, the right would tell us, lock everyone up. You know, if we locked up more criminals, and of course... Mm-hmm. This kid's got to be mentally ill, because how else would you ever arrive at the conclusion to go kill elementary age children, right? Because that, of course, takes all the pressure off the gun industry and the NRA, because they got a big convention this weekend down in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, shared responsibility. And if you look at social media, what kind of messages are our young people getting? It's worth a look and worth action.
Mary, thank you. Appreciate you listening. Vance Bryan, you had a thought?
I have an elementary school kid, and I just want to point out that the only group of people who have changed their behavior in any significant way whatsoever since shootings became a thing have been children. My daughter's been doing active shooter drills since she was in kindergarten. They're the only group of people who have done anything significant to change their behavior, and that's because we all told them to. Yeah, I think Mary's right. Society is to blame here.
Freaking terrible. 844-967-2789. Our pal Mark, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Oh, sweet Jesus. It just is depressing to hear this kind of thing, and the reaction from the NRA is going to be the same. But, you know, I get the NRA Hunter magazine, and it's over 50% of it is articles on how bad the Democrats are and how gun rights are under assault, and give more money to the NRA rather than what it used to be is just, you know, more or less just articles on hunting. And that it is just disgusting that this, this kind of thing happens, and we know what the reaction is going to be. I'm surprised Alex Jones hasn't always come out and said, it's crisis actors. You know, this is just, you know, something to embarrass the NRA because they're going to have their convention in, down in Texas, because there's, you know, I hate to even give them ideas. I mean, George Carlin, number 1 through 6, is all I can say right now, because the 7th one is no biggie as far as I'm concerned. That it is just ridiculous, you know, that the Republicans are going to give the same crap on this. That, I mean, that why did this kid have access to firearms, and that what good would it do be arming the teachers? Because the first, you know, he took out a teacher too, didn't he?
He did,
yes, yeah, and apparently injured some police officers as well.
It just, you know, that, and you can go and buy, you can buy body armor now. I mean, that I you know, one of the Sportsman's Guide catalog, you can get plates to put in backpacks. I mean, backpacks, you know, to kids can't get shot in the back.
Well, and Mark, the murderer in New York had body armor on, and when
Buffalo.
The security,
when distinguish because there was another shooter in New York today, subway shooter.
I'm sorry,
I believe.
Yeah, the racist replacement theory shooter who killed all those elderly, beautiful elderly black people because they were black and he didn't want them around. He wore body armor, and they had armed security at the grocery store, and that former police officer shot at the perpetrator, and because of the body armor he was wearing, the bullet didn't stop him. And then he himself was then shot.
Well, isn't that always, sorry to interrupt, Dom, isn't that always the narrative, though? If only there's a good guy with a gun on the scene. But understand their definition, and the security guard, well, he had a gun. He tried to stop the perpetrator, and he was murdered. But they embrace the Kyle Rittenhouse, the vigilante, the, you know, let's go stop the George Floyd, the Jacob Blake protesters in Kenosha, right? He was lifted up and embraced.
Embraced? Hell, he's at Mar-a-Lago with all the big-breasted women. He's having a ball right now. He's on tour. He is a celebrity.
Wonder if Lee Greenwood will open up the show, or maybe Don McLean. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Going to miss the big convention, the NRA convention in Houston. But Trump won't. I heard this song sung in San Antonio once. I bet they won't be singing this one at the funerals.
The NRA does care.
Make sure you remember in your thoughts, and more importantly in your prayers.
Shut up, you little weasel.